You're listening to AM 1450 KBPS, the voice of the Portland Public School District. I'm Milo of the KBPS student staff, and my guest today is newly selected Rose Festival Princess, Alicia Menezes.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
First of all, congratulations on your selection for Lincoln High School, and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you so much. I'm very honored to be here, and I'm extremely excited to be a Rose Princess.
We're glad to have you. On that topic, to start off our questions, how does it feel to have been officially selected to be a Rose Festival Princess now?
Well, I was obviously a little bit worried about the process of becoming one. The people who I was up against are my friends, and they're like all very qualified. But it was really an honor to be chosen by the selection committee and my school. I am really proud of what I've been doing with my school for the last 4 years, and I felt like a great recognition and a really nice way to end my senior year.
Thank you. And I guess I should ask, where did this sort of thing start for you? What made you want to become a Rose Festival Princess in the first place?
There were two major things. Firstly, my good friend Bailey Armstrong was actually Lincoln High School's Rose Princess last year. So I got to learn a lot about it from her, like kind of the behind the scenes. And so that got me interested and taught me more about it. But another thing was I really love the city of Portland. I feel so grateful to have been able to grow up here, from memories of biking along the waterfront, the friendly atmosphere, to like the outdoorsiness of it. And I felt like by being a Rose Princess, I'd be really able to connect to my city, to give back to my city, and learn more about my city before I leave for college.
Wonderful. So on the topic of representing the city of Portland, I thought, for you, how does it feel to represent your school, Lincoln specifically?
I absolutely adore Lincoln High School. I've obviously made so many friends here. I feel like the staff and teachers have been so supportive, and I've been just trying to get involved in as many different communities at Lincoln as possible, from the performing arts to the STEM side, to the academic side, to the competitive side. And everywhere I go, everybody is just so supportive and so friendly. I feel like school is something I look forward to instead of like the typical high school where we think it's as something that we dread. And so being able to represent Lincoln is an honor and something that I'm very happy to be able to do.
Really is an honor. So what, as far as you could tell, was your community's reaction to your selection, your school, the people you knew?
Everybody has been so supportive. Afterwards, my phone kept buzzing and it kept being people like sending me nice texts. I was actually just at a band competition this morning. My band director told my whole band, and that was really nice. There's some applause. But overall, I feel really well supported, and I feel like my community has been very happy for me, which I appreciate.
So great to have that kind of support. And now that you're where you're at now, what would you say is the most important part of being a Rose Festival Princess to you?
Well, I think I need to remember why I'm here and where I've come from. I think it'll probably be easy to be wrapped up in like the excitingness of it or even like the competition aspect. But I really am a Rose Princess to be able to help Portland and to learn more about Portland and to represent my school. So I want to make sure that I'm doing the best job possible, helping those around me, reaching out to other people, and just really getting to know my city.
What do you suppose was some of the most helpful skills for you to have to get to where you're at now, life experiences that have helped you find the confidence to do this?
I'm the president of my school's speech and debate team, and I feel like that taught me a lot about public speaking. It taught me how to initiate things and how to stand up for myself. And it taught me that if I want to go get something, whether it be becoming a Rose Princess or really anything else in my life, that like I need to speak up, and the only person that's going to get me that is myself.
Excellent. I was hoping you could tell us now why you're focused on business for your college future.
I've always been drawn to business. I'd like to run a business when I grow up. I feel like the best way to shape the world around me, to support my community, and to be connected to the whole international community is through business. And so I'm excited to learn more about it and figure out what company I'd like to start.
I see. So that speech and debate team, I heard you mention before, but I'm seeing something here about saxophone. You play saxophone?
Yeah, I actually do a lot of things at Lincoln. I'm the saxophone section leader in our band. Like I mentioned, we just had the PIL competition. Results are not out yet, so we'll see. But I also, I wrote a play for the school. I'm the president of our school's Future Business Leaders of America chapter. One thing that related to business that I'm really proud of doing is I started a speaker series, I run a speaker series at my school called the Stumptown Speaker Series, where I've been able to learn more about business from those I look up to, including former President Mintel, the CEO of Dutch Bros, the founder of Ruby Jewel, Vacasa, Portland Gear, and actually next month will be Salt and Straw, so I'm looking forward to that. So I'm definitely kind of involved throughout the school, and I'm always busy doing new things.
It's a very impressive portfolio.
Now, thank you.
Something that we've covered on our station before here on KBPS is mental health resources available in Portland, those sort of troubles that we've been facing in late years. It says here that you're trying to improve the mental health and well-being of your community. Could you tell us more about that?
That's actually something that I'm really passionate about and one of the things I'm proudest of my time in high school, what I've done. So I started a mental health outreach going back to my sophomore year. But the origin story of it, which I feel like is really important to tell when it comes to sharing what I've been doing, was during online school my sophomore year. And I was getting really stressed out. I was getting burnt out. And I felt like isolated from my friends and community. And so I was having bouts of anxiety. And for most of my life, I believed in the stigma around mental health. I thought that dealing with bouts of anxiety was a weakness or a choice or something that I would never go through. But then after experiencing that, I was like, wait a minute, no, this is real stuff and it's happening to me too. And so I worked to improve my own mental health, which I am very happy about. But even after doing that, I realized that the way a stigma gains power is when it's a shared belief in the community. So I wanted to do something that would allow other people who are in my boat to not have to go through what they are going through. So I started a mental health outreach focusing on elementary and middle school students because I feel like that's where stigmas start to develop around mental health. To do this, I worked with school social workers and counselors. I sent cold emails to teachers across the district. I researched about mental health and mock presentations, recruited a wonderful team to present with me. And to this day, we've reached about 600 elementary and middle school students and taught them more about the stigma around mental health and tools to help their own mental health. And being able to just go into a classroom and see students kind of critical about my presentation at the beginning and by the end, sharing things about their own mental health is just something that I'm incredibly grateful for and proud of because I feel like I'm helping other people go through something that I struggled with myself.
Such an admirable thing to spend time on.
Thank you so much.
Going back to our other line of questioning, what would you say are, just in general, your plans for the future, the career, the college, etc.?
So in terms of going to college, I'm not quite sure where I'm going to go yet. It'll likely be USC's Marshall School of Business or UT Austin's Canfield Business Honors Program. Those are my top choices right now. But of course, I have not made up my mind on that yet. After college, while the end goal is to start a business, I'll probably do something else with my life before that, maybe consulting. But my goal is by the end, I'm running an international business.
Very impressive. So, we have a part about social media on here. It's just a simple question. Which social media site do you use the most, and why would you say you do?
So personally, I'm actually not on social media, like no Instagram, no TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, like the classic social medias. It's kind of always like a question in my mind whether I should get one. My friends show me like a funny Instagram meme, or like I can learn more about my friends. But I feel like social media is a good way to like compare yourself to other people and kind of get wrapped up in that. So I'm very grateful I'm not really a part of that. But I do use like Discord, if you count that as social media.
That's very good insight about social media in general. I'm glad you know about that. Coming up to the end of the interview here, what is your favorite kind of music? Well, we have an on-air cue for music here, and we take suggestions from plenty of people who send them in. So if you have any recommendations of artists, songs, we might be able to air them here on KBPS.
That's very fun. In terms of music, I listen to a wide variety, mostly pop, country, and rap. But I love Dua Lipa, Lil Nas X, Doja Cat, Taylor Swift, and the works.
Well, remember that. We will be able to put some of that on air.
I appreciate that.
For our last question here on the list, it says, what is your secret superpower?
Whoa. I don't know if I've ever answered that question before. I think my secret superpower might be that not only am I not afraid of bugs, but I enjoy catching bugs.
I've known many people who have been afraid of insects, and I guess I just never could understand it. I was fine with them for most of my life.
Yeah, I think they're beautiful. I think like all my friends, when they'll see a bug, or like my mom when she's like away from me, they'll call me and they'll be like, Alicia, we need your help. And so like that's where I come in.
All right. I think that just about does it. Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Alicia Menezes from Lincoln High School. I'm Milo, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.
Thank you so much for having me. And for anyone listening, do one nice thing for somebody else.